going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. We're here. We're live, everybody. Let's go. A lot of folks are in the chat room already tonight. We're going to make it do what it do. Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Let everybody know we're in the house. We're going to have a very good conversation on tonight's broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, so glad you all are tuning in. We're going to talk about what's going on with the corona. We got to be very careful with our language out here, because if you say certain words on certain social media platforms, you start getting flagged and tagged. So you got to be very careful and you got to be codified. But we'll get into that in a moment. What we're going to do, family, right now, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Let everybody know that we're on live right now. Share this link, everybody. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
The Hurricane Report is a news website dedicated to lovingly serving the Black American community. Go to our website, h-report.news. Subscribe to us. Follow us on Instagram at h_REEEPOORT, Twitter at the H-Report2, and share the articles. You can purchase merch, donate, or drop us a line through our contact form. Go to h-report.news. Take action and maintain freedom.
Right now, the corona outbreak is taking its toll on a lot of people. A lot of people are stuck in the house most of the day. Meanwhile, your bills keep piling up and you need to do something. So you need to check out the Work From Home series by Elijah, author of the book, The Anatomy of Financial Success. He will show you the ways he makes money working out of the home, ranging from developing marketable skills and invoicing clients for the services that you provide. All you need to do is check out RealMoneySuccess.com, RealMoneySuccess.com. What's up, guys? Check out the brand new album by Professor Archibald called Surviving America. This is his second album, and you're going to really love it and enjoy it. This album is streaming on all platforms, Tidal, Spotify, YouTube, Apple. Get it right now on all those platforms. Also, if you are an artist, filmmaker, video game creator, or if you have a podcast and you need background music or any other type of music production work, you can contact him via email at archiebeats28@gmail.com. Or you can DM him on Twitter at archieprofess. That's ARCHIEPROFESS.
Hey, guess what? There's never been a better time to learn how to trade. I'm not talking about trading stocks or bonds. I'm talking about cryptocurrencies. There's been plenty of beginners who've made thousands and even millions of dollars trading in these markets. It's simple to do, and it's never been easier. This virus is a real game changer. It's leveling the playing field. If you want to get your money game on point, it's time for you to get in and learn how to trade. Visit us at theultimateparttimejob.com. That's theultimateparttimejob.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever do that paper, your mom's a hoe.
What's going on, guys? We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning back in, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning back in. Late night show tonight. We're making it do what it do. Don't forget, guys, The new Mink Slide album comes out this week. It comes out in 2 days. Actually, it comes out Thursday night at midnight. That's technically April 10th. April 10th is the release date. So this Thursday night at 12 midnight, the album comes out. And we're going to have an Instagram album release mix. I'm going to be doing some mixing on Instagram, playing some old school jams, and I want everybody to tune in. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. That is my Instagram. Tariq, T-A-R-I-Q, E-L-I-T-E. And also, go to minkslide.com so you can pre-order the album now. While everybody's on quarantine, you'll have something fly to listen to in the crib. So you can pre-order it right now on Google Play and on iTunes right now. If you look at iTunes, if you go on iTunes now in the R&B section, we're already number 5 in the top pre-orders right now. We're behind Alicia Keys and a couple of other people on the majors, but the pre-orders are killing the game right now already. Everybody is really anticipating this new joint. It's that traditional R&B. We're bringing R&B back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing the original old school style R&B back with the new school flavor. So go to minkslide.com or again, click the link right. If you're watching me live, click the link below in the profile section, ladies and gentlemen. But we're here. I'm doing the show early this week because again, we're going to do the mix show on Instagram. So I'm doing my show early tonight. Usually I do it on Wednesdays, but I wanted to get down and talk with the family tonight about what's happening with the COVID situation. And we got to be very codified with our words. As you know, on certain platforms, people are being flagged. Some of your comments are being taken down. They are censoring people for telling the truth about a lot of stuff going on with the COVID thing. On YouTube, we got to be very careful. If you even use the word coronavirus or COVID in the description, I think they'll flag you. If you have noticed, a lot of my videos, I've been talking about it, they've been shadow banning a lot of my videos just by me talking about it. Remember a few weeks ago, I told people on Instagram, not Instagram, but on Twitter, I was flagged on Twitter. I wasn't allowed to post for like 11 hours because I told the truth about the coronavirus. Remember when the coronavirus first started getting a lot of news cycles going on, when there was a lot of information about the coronavirus about a month ago? It's been before that. It really got started heavy in January. But the pandemic bust out globally around the beginning of March. And as we know, many of the victims of this pandemic were primarily Asians and white people. And a lot of people were talking about how it was skipping over black folks. It seemed to be skipping over black people. But we noticed that they kept trying to put a black face on it. They kept trying to put a black face on it. And again, they kept putting out deceptive, manipulative stories about Africa. They would say the first coronavirus case in Africa. They kept trying to put this African black face on the coronavirus. But when we pointed out and we did the research showing that the people in Africa are not really, they're not black people getting the coronavirus. The people that you're talking about are Italians and other white people who are living or visiting down there in Africa. Those comments would get taken off social media. Right then, I knew something was going on. And go back and listen to the archives. I said something is going on. They're too desperate to not put a white face on this thing. And they made this whole big thing about not releasing the names of the coronavirus victims. All these people were dying. Remember, the first batch of people who were dying from this coronavirus, they kept everybody anonymous because these were mostly white people. They kept all these people anonymous. They weren't putting their pictures online. They weren't putting their pictures on the news. They were not showing these white people who were dying. As a matter of fact, they went out of their way. If you went to certain websites and they talked about a white person dying, they would have a stock photo of a black person. They would go out of their way to not associate white people with this virus. But they would go out of their way to associate black people. So if when the black NBA player got it, well, they broadcast that everywhere. Anytime a black person had it, they put that black person's face all in the headlines. They made a point to put the black person's face on there. And we knew they're really desperate to put a black face on this thing. Same thing with AIDS. Remember, if you watch the movie Hidden Colors 5, we talked about when AIDS first got started, it was mostly white people getting AIDS. And truth be told, it is still mostly white people getting AIDS and HIV. It's really mostly white people, but they play the disproportionate number game. Watch out for that word. Watch out for that term, disproportionate numbers. That's them baking the numbers so that they can over promote black people. They like to say black people are disproportionately this or disproportionately that, but they don't like to talk about the raw numbers. Still now, the raw numbers of people getting AIDS and even the coronavirus are really white people. And this virus came out of China, and there was a lot of complaints about the negative stigma that Asian people were getting. They were going out of their way to not associate Asian people with this damn disease. Oh, we can't call it the Chinese disease. Oh, we got to stop the negative stigma because this is bringing racism upon Asian people. They went out of their way. We need to have a stimulus package for Asian people affected by this. And they had all of the LGBT bootlicks and puppets caping for the Asian community, trying to get resources for the Asian community. Notice when they talked about the Asian community being stigmatized by this COVID propaganda. I won't say propaganda because it's a virus that's going on, but there is some propaganda behind it. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. But they kept talking about allocating resources to rectify it. Also, they were coming up with solutions. If an Asian person is experiencing any kind of racism, call this number. We need to give some money to Asian businesses. They were really gung-ho about looking out for Asian people. Now, they are taking the stigma off Asian people and putting that stigma on us. Today, there were a lot of stories saying that Black Americans are disproportionately getting the coronavirus at higher rates. And if you go to Twitter right now, the term African American is the number one trending topic. They're putting a black face on this coronavirus as we speak, and that's what they've been doing or trying to do from the beginning. And there's several reasons they're trying to do this. Now understand, remember when they first announced this virus pandemic, they said that there were white supremacists out here planning on spreading the virus. And they plan on spreading it to us. They use terms like, well, they're going to spread it to minorities and Jews and all, but they really were planning on spreading it to us. Remember when the FBI said this? See, they'll announce something to cover their tracks. So they made this big announcement that white supremacist groups, and I'm dealing with facts right now. I'll get into some conjecture later. I'm just going to talk about facts. Fact, the FBI specified that they, based on their research and tapping phones and looking at certain apps that's frequented by white supremacists and white extremists, they plan on deliberately spreading this virus. Notice what you didn't see. After that announcement, notice you didn't see none of these people that they were talking about get arrested. Notice whenever they say there's a black group planning on doing something, the minute they announce that some black folks are planning on doing something illegal, you immediately see arrest. If you see some Muslims planning on doing something, you see arrest. But they talked about these unknown white supremacists planning these terror attacks and not one arrest. Don't miss that part of the game. And the reason why is because when they talk about these white extremists, see, they give you the impression they're talking about some toothless hillbilly down in a trailer park in Oklahoma with a Confederate flag shirt on. See, that's the impression they try to give you. The white supremacists who are on those websites that they're monitoring and screening that they all know about, these are white supremacists who work in law enforcement. These are white supremacists who work in the judicial system. These are white supremacists who work in the medical system. Do you understand that? These are white supremacists who work in the school system. So you better understand who you're dealing with out here. These are white supremacists in corporate America. Let's be very clear. Many of them work in the medical field. Let's be very clear. And many of them work in law enforcement. I just saw a video, and I know some of you seen this video. In Baltimore, there was a white cop who walked into an area full of black people. It looked like it might have been the projects, and he walked through deliberately coughing on people. Did y'all see that shit? Google that or look it up on YouTube or something. But there was a white, and the people in the community was cussing his ass out, but he walked through the projects deliberately coughing on people, being very antagonistic. So understand, when these people talk about white supremacists are planning on targeting us with this virus, they're saying that to cover their tracks, but they're not going to do anything about it. See, notice they'll announce something, but they won't do anything about it. Now, politicians and Trump went out here. They're doing press conferences talking about, oh my goodness, African Americans are disproportionately getting the coronavirus and they're dying at disproportionate rates. Trump and all these people were talking about this. Now they're politicizing it. All the Democrats are coming out. Oh my God, black Americans are getting the coronavirus. And notice, nobody's talking about a solution. Nobody is talking about what the solution is. Where is all the talk about a stimulus package? That's what I'm asking. If black people are disproportionately getting this damn virus because of what they claim, poor health care, pre-existing conditions, and all this stuff, okay, well, damn it, where's that reparations check for black folks then? You guys offered some money to the Asians. You were immediately talking about giving Asians money. Since black people are disproportionately targeted by this virus, where in the hell is the stimulus package specifically for foundational black Americans? See, that's what we need to be talking about. That's what we need to be talking about. And truth be told, all the stuff about we're getting it at disproportionate rates because of pre-existing conditions, that's a crock of BS. Family, do you understand that white people have more genetic and neurological diseases than we do? This is why they're dying off. White people have way more neurological and genetic diseases. But again, they're not going to put a white stigma on this thing. See, we got to understand this. This could be, as Neely Fuller says, population tailoring. Neely Fuller talks about how the white supremacists like to tailor the population. They will kill off a certain number of black people in certain areas, you know, they kind of keep the numbers balanced. It's population tailoring. The white supremacists control the planet. We have to understand that. See, we try to be in denial about that. See, the first step to correcting something and rectifying it is acknowledging the facts. And the fact is, these white supremacists control the planet. See, once we look at things from that perspective, we'll start looking for solutions to bring justice and replace a system that's demonic like that. But with the white supremacists, they're not going to let a good situation like this go to waste. Right now, a lot of the federal laws are laxed. These white supremacists are going to get in where they fit in with a lot of stuff. They're going to try to get a lot of stuff done. And this is a perfect opportunity because there's a global pandemic. There's a global emergency. So this is a great time to put some draconian bullshit out there in the game. This is why we got to be extra codified with each other. Because the white supremacists, they haven't done anything for us. They've been undermining us all this time. So now they're looking at this as a great opportunity. Whenever there's a disaster or an emergency or an epidemic, they always use that to tailor the population a little bit. Look at what they did in New Orleans during Katrina, all those missing black folks. Just thousands of black folks disappeared from the face of the damn planet. That's population tailoring. And they stay on code. They don't like to talk about it openly. They know how to stay on code. They don't talk about all those lynchings they did in Jim Crow. Some of those white people are still alive. They know how to stay on code and keep their mouths shut. And this emergency is no different. This is an excellent opportunity for them to tailor the population, because their numbers, the dominant society, their numbers are in trouble. They're about to become a minority. So now that this virus is out here, which is affecting them, is hitting them hard, this is an opportunity to say, hey, we need to shave that black population down just a little taste. So let's use our propaganda and our politicians and let's put some of the bullshit out here. Because let's be real, and some of y'all been thinking the same thing. A lot of these black people who they say are dying because of the coronavirus, it's not the coronavirus. A lot of black people who are getting sick and dying because of the corona, as they're claiming, it's not because of the corona. But that's a great excuse to start wiping folks out. On my Twitter today, I put some documents up. Let's deal with facts. This is not my conjecture. This is not tinfoil koofy. Let's just deal with facts. The CDC, if you go to their website, you'll see where they are telling and instructing hospitals, if you allege that somebody has corona and they die, you don't need proof. Just mark it down as a corona death. This is on the CDC website. I posted some more medical forms from the state medical board in certain states. I think I posted Michigan or Ohio, one of those states. It's so many different states you can go and look. If you look at their website, they're saying if somebody dies and you suspect that they have the coronavirus, mark it down as corona. Even if the person is not tested, mark it down as corona. Y'all understand what I'm saying? They're not even testing certain people. There are people who have respiratory illnesses that they're marking down as them having corona without even testing them. You understand? Go to my Twitter and just go through my media. I'm showing you the documents. This is not something that I'm making up. This is something from the Ohio State website. And they have questions and answers on here. It says, should COVID-19 be reported on death certificates only with a confirmed test? The answer is COVID-19 should be reported on a death certificate for all descendants where the disease caused or is assumed to have caused or contributed to death. So they're using words like, well, if you assume, you can make an assumption, you can speculate, you can suspect. These are their words. This is not me, family. I'm reading from the government websites. This is what they're saying. A lot of people are saying the damn test kits are contaminated. I even posted something that was an emergency order that was given to funeral directors. Let me read that. I want to be right and exact here. This was emergency orders that require funeral homes and doctors to report COVID-19 deaths more quickly. The order requires physicians and funeral directors who know or suspect that a patient's death resulted from COVID-19 to promptly notify the authorities and mark it down as a COVID-19 death within 48 hours of becoming that. It says 48 hours of becoming aware that the death resulted or was suspected to have resulted from COVID-19. You must report the death using the electronic record system. So they're using the words suspected, alleged, assumed. So a lot of these deaths are not even tested. And I'm seeing stuff from different families. People are saying that their family members are dying from certain things, and they're talking to these funeral directors, and some of these funeral directors are telling them that they have orders to say, hey, if somebody came in here, they didn't get shot. If it's not a gunshot wound, we're supposed to say it's COVID-19. We have orders. If a person died and they did not get shot in the fucking head, we're supposed to say that they're COVID-19 deaths. They're labeling everything a damn COVID-19 death. You understand? This thing is getting heavy. I'm not making this up. This is what they're saying. This is on government websites, the CDC websites. Funeral directors are getting these orders. Because remember, first black folks were barely getting this thing. So now all of a sudden, black people are the most people getting it now, disproportionately getting it. And notice nobody's talking about no solution. And this is the perfect opportunity to liquidate some of the population, because now they have the perfect cover, family. They have the perfect cover to liquidate thousands, even millions of black people. If a black person or a lot of black people just haul off and die because they've been poisoned, all they can do is say, hey, that was a corona death. And they have the perfect cover. Nobody's going to question them. All this fake concern, that's the thing that raised my antennas. All of this, oh my God, these poor black people, all these African Americans, they have this corona. Oh my God. All that fake concern, that really lets my antennas go up, because I'm like, wait a minute, y'all ain't that damn concerned about us. Whenever I see fake concern like that, something's up. Whenever you see fake concern, something is up. Just overnight, all of a sudden, we just dropping dead left and right because of the damn coronavirus. And another, this is my conjecture, black folks, when y'all go to the hospital for a little cough, because, you know, we start getting a little cough and a tingle, I think I might got that Rona. You go to the hospital, and then they give the shit to you, and then you die. Because I've seen cases where black folks are walking around talking about, hey, man, I got a little cough, I feel funny, and then you go to the hospital, 2 days later, you dead. So, black folks, this is not an opportunity for you to use your Medicaid to get some damn attention. See, black folks love to be around white folks and getting, they love to lay up and get some damn attention. A lot of black folks like to get into this hypochondriac thing where they start coughing and wheezing so that white folks can start babying them. Get off that bullshit. I'm going to say it openly. Black folks, if you can, stay the fuck out of them hospitals. Better to be safe than sorry. Yeah, I got the tinfoil koofy on. But stay out of them hospitals if you can. Now, if you're terminal and if you're really sick, by all means, go get yourself checked out. You ain't got no other option. But if you can help it, if you just got a little cough here, a little cough there, don't take your ass down to those hospitals. Do not go down to them damn hospitals, because I suspect that they are causing a lot of these deaths with black people. The medical industry, they've been too anti-black too long for me to trust them. It's better to be safe than sorry. And in the black community, there has always, always, always been a situation where black folks know there are certain hospitals you do not go to because you will not leave alive. In every city, and I've talked about this for years, there's always one hospital that black folks know not to go to. And when I lived in Birmingham, it was Cooper Green Hospital. There was a janky-ass hospital in Birmingham that everybody knew not to go to. You go there, you die. Out here in LA, Killer King Hospital. In Atlanta, Grady. Every city has one. And it's always been like that. Y'all think it's something different now? Go read the book Medical Apartheid. They've always used the medical system and hospitals to commit apartheid and genocide. You understand? So the thing is, this not only creates a stigma for black people, this gives the authorities the green light to criminalize you now. That's another thing. Now this gives them justification to criminalize you. Because the thing is, I've been looking at videos, and I've been talking about this a lot. Out here in California, in Los Angeles, a lot of white folks were running around Brentwood, nothing. They didn't do anything to them. About 20 black folks had a birthday party down in South Central. They brought all the helicopters and the riot police for like a kid's birthday party. So they're targeting black folks for excessive enforcement. And they're not doing this as a favor. I was arguing with some Negroes talking about, well, they doing us a favor by doing that. Hey, they helping us get out the streets. I'm like, you idiot, what they're doing, they're criminalizing us. This is to criminalize us. This is not a good thing. Out there in New York, I've seen race soldiers running up on brothers in the middle of the night talking about, hey, what you doing out here? Hey, you're non-essential. Get out of here. I mean, they running up enforcing this stay-at-home order on black folks. And in the white Jewish neighborhood out there was thousands of Jewish people at a funeral all out in the street, and the police was just kind of standing there with their cars, but they didn't do anything. Out there in Washington, D.C., all the white people are out there at DuPont Park. I think that's the name of it. The white people out there just chilling by the thousands. They didn't do nothing to them white people out there. But the black people out there in D.C., they went to the wharf, and boy, the cops came and shut it down. The media was down there demonizing the people in D.C. All these stupid people out here, all they coming out here, these stupid people, why are they doing this? They were demonizing the people of D.C. And this is another thing you got to watch out for, too. Because what they didn't tell you in D.C., at that Fisherman's Wharf area, And I think this might have been a setup. What they did, because when you're selling fish, fish has to be sold at a certain time because it'll go bad. So you had all these people out here with all this fresh fish and all this stuff. So they had a 70% off sale, damn near giving the fish away. So black people went up there to buy that damn fish. But some of the people reporting it were talking about the black folks were up there hanging out at the wharf. They weren't hanging out. Some Asian reporter said that. Yeah, they were up there hanging out, potentially spreading the corona. You understand? So you got to watch the little language they use and watch out for them having some kind of sale, because see, they'll try to bait you out. They'll try to start entrapping black people. Watch out for that, family. Some of these race soldiers are so devious, and we know that they will entrap you by setting up shit. They'll go out to Chicago and have a truck full of sneakers and leave the truck open while the cops are waiting around the corner hoping that somebody will take the bait. They'll do the same thing with these stores out here. They'll have one of these white or Asian store owners sit up and say, hey, look, I got a deal on fish, 80% off on fish, and then all the black folks show up and bam, everybody gets arrested. Or they'll have an Asian store owner say, hey, 80% off on weaves, and then a long line of hood rats out there, then everybody gets targeted by police. So watch out for these entrapment type of deals, because I think that fish market thing could have been entrapment. I think that might have been an entrapment situation. So you better be very, very, very careful, because they're doing some real sneaky type shit down in Florida, from what I understand. They're putting enhancement laws on people now. So if you're out and if they say you did a crime, they're going to enhance the crime because you're doing the quote unquote crime during an emergency. So let's say you jaywalked. So if you jaywalk, they're going to enhance that with a felony because you jaywalk, quote unquote, committed a crime during an emergency. And they're only targeting us with this type of stuff. Remember, they're only targeting us with this type of stuff. And again, a lot of these businesses, a lot of these hospitals, a lot of black folks are complaining that they're sending them down to the coronavirus ward without the proper tools and the protective items, exposing the black employees to this stuff. I saw something in New York where they were hiring new people to work janitorial services at the New York Police Department. I saw pictures of this, and I want y'all to Google this. They were bringing in new hirees this week. Almost everybody was black. Now, some of these folks go out of their way to not hire black people. They use their unions to keep black people out. They grandfather other white people and Asian and Hispanic people in order to keep us out. Now, all of a sudden, when they want people to be exposed to this damn disease, come on, y'all, we hiring. Come on down. We're hiring you now. Come on down. So now all those names, all those black sounding names that they put on the side, they start looking at all the applications with the Jamals and the Shaquishas. They start looking for those names to start hiring now. You see, they're trying to expose us to a lot of this stuff. Sending black folks to the hotspots. And over there in Chicago, they were talking about the people in Chicago, the black folks are like 70% of the coronavirus victims. All black people are disproportionately targeted with this damn corona. And what did Lori, the frog, Lightfoot, that little funny looking stud mayor, what did she do? She started offering COVID relief to immigrants and refugees. She made an announcement that she's offering COVID relief to immigrants and damn refugees. What about all the damn black people getting the damn coronavirus? Who elected that woman? I want to know the black people who voted for her ass. That woman is terrible. Lori Lightfoot is the epitome of an ancient Negro. I hope too many of y'all black folks in Chicago did not vote for this fool. That woman goes out of her way to undermine the black people of Chicago. And I know she's a puppet of the white supremacists. We have to watch who we elect in these cities, family. Family, we should have been, and Brother Claude Anderson has been telling us this for years. We have to watch who we get in office. We have to make sure they go in with a black agenda. We have to stop just voting for a damn black face. Voting for a black face without a black agenda, you're just voting for a damn puppet of white supremacy. That woman is a puppet and a tool of white supremacy. See, this is why we should have been codified. We should have been taking heed to the words of our brothers, Claude Anderson and so many other people. Because see, now we're feeling the backlash of it. We're feeling the backlash now. So we shouldn't have to play catch up. And again, this is population tailoring. I know down there in Louisiana, do y'all know the police were driving around playing purge sirens? Those sirens that y'all heard in the Purge movies? You know those sirens that you heard? They were driving around Louisiana playing those purge sirens. So they're letting you know what the deal is. They're letting you know, so you better be ready to protect your family and protect your life with your life. You understand? But now they can just target us by saying, okay, since you're most likely to have it, we're not going to target the white folks. See, this is their excuse to not target white people now. So when they let white people walk around all willy-nilly and not do anything to them, and then they start targeting random black people, they can say, well, damn it, you guys disproportionately have the corona. So this is why we're targeting you and not the white people who really, really have it. You know? And another thing they're doing, they've been letting white pedophiles out of prison left and right, family. They're letting out white killers, white criminals. Tekashi 6ix9ine, they let him out. They've been letting out white, violent white pedophiles. They're letting them out of prison because of the coronavirus. But just today, a federal judge denied R. Kelly's release. They wouldn't let him out. And let me tell you something, they're liquidating brothers in these jails. I've seen the video. There's a video of a brother. They got a camera in jail. They had a camera phone filming that a lot of the brothers were sick in jail. They're killing some of these brothers off in jail and then blaming it on the coronavirus. They're, you know, you can just poison the food in jail. It's easy to kill people off. You can simply just poison the food, poison the drink, poison the water. You're basically in a laboratory, so you can do anything to somebody in prison and then claim it's something else. So they're liquidating the brothers in prison, man. I want my brothers out there on lockdown. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. We out here fighting for you still. So it's a crazy time. They're poisoning the prisoners and claiming that it's corona. They can say anything. Go read the book Acres of Skin. They've been doing experiments and killing folks in jail. There's a book called Acres of Skin talking about how they would do experiments on black folks in jail and prisons. And how they would, even with black women, they would do forced sterilizations and all this stuff. They always do stuff to us in prison. So this is why we got to be hella codified right now. We got to be on top of our game. And they're desperate to push their bootlicks on us. See, what they're going to do now, they're going to try to politicize this. The Democrats are getting on this now. They're like, oh, God, black Americans got this corona. And what they're going to do is, well, if you vote for me, I'm going to have some policies for minorities. I'm going to have a coronavirus package for minorities. and it'll trickle down to you Negroes. So watch that game. This is the game that the Democrats are playing now, family. All this fake bullshit concern that the Democrats are showing now, what they're doing, they're going to talk about black folks having the coronavirus, and then when it comes to a solution, they're going to talk about a stimulus package for minorities that's going to so-called trickle down to us, and we ain't never going to see it. So watch out for the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Watch out for them. They're going to come through with the bullshit. Bernie is going to come through with the bullshit. All of them. And they were just talking about John Lewis endorsing Biden. And that's another thing. Did y'all see that earlier? They kept trying to promote John Lewis. Civil rights icon John Lewis endorses Joe Biden. And everybody was clowning John Lewis. Black folks don't take John Lewis seriously. John Lewis is a punchline in black society. And there was a lot of white folks, white leftists, trying to shame black people because we were clowning John Lewis. John Lewis has zero stock in black society. John Lewis is a bootlick Sambo who was beaten in submission. His only claim to fame is getting his ass whooped. No black people follow him, period. John Lewis is a clown, and you're not going to shame us for saying that. John Lewis has not done jack shit for black folks. He sat up here. He's the sacrificial slave. I got beat for everybody to get out here and vote. That type of bullshit we ain't falling for. And we're offended when y'all try to reprimand us for not going for your con game. Y'all mad because we see through the con game. And these people are upset because their bootlicks have become useless. The Ebony magazine website, the main website, is down. You can't even access it no more. I think they got an Ebony Jet site up now. I don't know if that's associated with that, but the Ebony website is completely gone. Ebony magazine is basically buried and dead right now. That's the old bootlick media there. They've been delegitimized. Because black society, we see them, this new generation, we're dealing with some real issues here, and we see them for the tools of white supremacy that they were. So we're rendering a lot of their coons and tools useless. See, they can't do nothing. They're desperate with John Lewis. The fact that they're still trotting him out. And notice, only white people are sitting up trying to big him up. It's only white people and non-black people. Nobody's going for that. Nobody's going for the damn John Lewis hustle. We're not going for the he's a civil rights icon, so we got to do what he say. Hell no. And we know that some of you white people and non-black people don't give a shit about the civil rights, John Lewis, or black folks, because Dr. King, who was one of the greatest civil rights leaders, wanted reparations for foundational black Americans, and you dismiss his wishes, meaning you don't give a shit about him or what he stood for. So we're not falling for your con games. So Ebony, all these people are falling off. John Lewis is falling off. And the Tarana Burks are falling off. I think the Me Too, she's disassociating herself from Me Too. She took all the references from Me Too off her page. There was some talk about her being distanced from Me Too. And they were complaining that the white women then co-opted her whole thing. No, the white women and the people from Me Too, the real people behind it, they understand that they don't really need Tarana Burke no more because Tarana Burke has become a liability because of us. They understand that the Tarana Burke, see, you can't hide behind her because when Tarana Burke shows up, we all get on alert. We automatically know it's going to be some bullshit. So when she shows up, everything she's about is delegitimized. The minute Tarana Burke shows up and she's co-signing something, it has become illegitimate to black people. Her face and brand has become mud. So using Tarana Burke at this point is a liability. The minute they wheel her out, bam, it goes, the stock goes down. We say, oh, she's involved. Oh, it's some bullshit. Have a good day. We already know what it is. that woman has zero credibility. And when a person has zero credibility, that brings a stain and a taint on whatever you're trying to promote. And that goes against everything they're trying to do. That makes you irrelevant. And when you're irrelevant, that puts a negative aura on your agenda. So she's a liability right now. You dig? Just like Roland, all these Negroes out here, these bootlegs, they're liabilities. When you see Roland cosigning something, you know to stay away from it. If you see a Fraudinista or Jamila Lemieux, when you see them cosigning it, run away. It's bullshit. We've made these people liabilities. Look at Oprah. Oprah is becoming a liability to the white supremacists now, guys. Oprah is becoming a liability. Oprah used to be the epitome of legitimacy in black society and in white society. You see something that Oprah co-signed, well, that was it right there. Now, when we see Oprah's face, oh, like, uh-oh, it's some bullshit. The minute you see Oprah, you know it's going to be some bullshit now. That's us getting on code, which is a problem. They don't want us getting on code. They don't want us getting on code at all. And they're getting desperate now because all of their coons and bootlicks are useless. So now, as Nellie Fuller talks about, when the white supremacists can no longer use deception, then they go into direct violence. This is where they're going now. They're getting a little more hostile, but that's okay. That's okay. You stand on your square and understand the Constitution, that applies to you too. The Second Amendment applies to you too. Standing up against tyranny applies to you too. And not just the Constitution, you have a God-given right to protect you, your life, and your goddamn family. And the cost of freedom is death. And that's okay. But all their slave-catching Negroes, they're falling off right now. We're not going for the BS. Yeah, Oprah's going down. They're setting Oprah up. They're going to get her out the paint real soon because they don't need her no more. You understand? So this is why when we're speaking the truth on these platforms, they do stuff like flag us, shadow ban. See, they don't shadow ban you for lying. Let's be clear. I know a lot of you have been saying that it's hard to find my videos. They don't post them up immediately. See, they don't shadow ban you and flag you if you're lying. When they start doing that, that means you're on to something. You understand? So we got to circle our wagons. First of all, we're going to be all right. We don't really need to fear anything. We are foundational black Americans. We've been here for 500 years, not 400 years, 500 years. We've been here documented since the 1400s. But even before that, but we've been here. We've been handling these white supremacists. We've been dealing with them. We've been dealing with all types of hardships. We know how to survive. And all we got to do is remain on code and we're going to be all right. But these white supremacists are the ones that's really desperate right now. Black folks, just be careful out here. This is when we need to start looking towards each other. We know how to take care of ourselves. Don't run to the hospital so fast just so you can lay up there and have some white folks pamper you. If you're not really that sick, black folks, stay away from these hospitals because it's my conjecture that they are giving people the damn coronavirus and causing you to die in these hospitals or causing you to die for something else and saying that is corona. Be careful. We know how to take care of ourselves. Let's do that. Let's get on top of our game. Let's learn how to run our communities and our lives on our own. We have to circle our wagons like other groups circle their wagons. Notice you don't see a bunch of Asian people going to the damn hospital. You notice that? Out of all the media stuff I see here, and the Asian people were the ones who brought the shit over here. But you don't see them all up in the hospitals. They know how to close the doors and get themselves right on their own terms. They know how to get their herbs and their medicines together in their community and get it popping. You understand? We got to start doing the same. Go get some stuff from Dr. Sebi's website. Go to my man Dahuti. I get a lot of stuff from Dahuti. There's a lot of Queen of Four. Go down there to talk to Brother Phil Valentine down there in Florida. Phil Valentine and his wife, they got all types of books and stuff that you need. And Brother Phil has been talking about this stuff for years, what they got going on. So we've all known that this was possible. That's why we were prepared. Y'all should have been prepared. Everybody should have been prepared. You understand? So talk to some of our elders and our sages and some of the griots in our community who know how to look out for our health. There's a lot of people. We done put a lot of folks in our movies. Our brother, Layla Africa, he has all types of books. God rest him. He recently passed. I take Dr. Sebi shit every single day. I take that shit every day. Me and my family, we take these herbs and some of that Dr. Sebi, some of that Tahuti Maat raw stuff. We take it every single day. You understand? Stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, family. Get your elderberry. Get all your stuff popping. And again, be careful out here too, because don't get entrapped. Don't be out here trying to show out, hey, look, I'm out here in the street. Fuck that. No. You're setting yourself up for a trap, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to be a little rebel, because they're locking folks up right now and they're not even giving bail. They got shit right now, but they're locking you up now. If you violate some of those stay-at-home orders in some of these states, they will lock you up and you won't even get bail. And because the court system is all backed up, you'll be in jail for who knows how long. You understand? So we got to be on top of our game, and we have to learn how to govern ourselves. See, we got to be, all of us should be in a position where we're governing ourselves. See, all this shit hating on the next man, doing business, that shit, that's why that mentality is dead. That should have been killed in our society a long time ago. There's a reason why a couple of years ago I went around the country showcasing different black businesses. I've been trying to get us on this thing where we know other black folks to go get food, to get clothing, to get medical supplies. I've been trying to burn this into our psyche for years. In my films, I put these brothers and sisters up here where you can go to them and get everything you need without having to go to white mommy and white daddy. So what y'all need to do, go watch all the Hidden Colors movies. Go look at the Ism Radio Travel Show. Shout out to my Ism co-hosts. They're ready to get back on the air. But go watch the Ism Radio Travel Show on the Ism Radio page, IZM Radio. We went to different black businesses all around the country showing black folks over there. We went to Chicago. Wonderful black family had a vegan soul food restaurant. Man, this food was so bomb. Sister down in Atlanta, Pretty Plates. This sister has her own little takeout restaurant. Delicious food down there. We went all over the country to these black businesses. Go check that out. Go support Freedom Paper. My brother over at Freedom Paper. He makes toilet paper and tissue and all that stuff. See, we need to be looking to our own folks, circling our wagons, making sure we're okay, staying away from some of these other folks so they won't poison us or try to entrap us. What's up with the Foundation of Black American Conference? It's still going on. If they lift this ban and if everything is cool by June, it's definitely going on. That's what's going on with that. The Foundation of Black American Conference is still a go. And hopefully they'll lift the travel stay-at-home order and all that by June. And when they do, everybody's going to be ready to get the hell out the house. So we're going to definitely have that. Number one, because everything is paid for. The venue is paid for. Everything is paid for. Everybody's who's speaking, everybody who's going to be there, all their flights and hotel is paid for, so everything is paid for. All that money is spent on that, so we having that. We going to have that, and I can't wait till they lift this order, because everybody's going to come down there. The minute they let us travel again, that thing is going to be popping. So hopefully we get this thing knocked out and nipped in the bud by then. Hopefully. We got a couple of months. So we'll see. But again, everybody be safe out here. Don't fall for the traps. Understand that these white supremacists are waging war. See, that's the thing. We start getting a little too comfortable out here. Every day I walk out the house, I understand that these white supremacists are waging warfare on me. And I move as such. We got to move like these folks are waging war. When we walk out the house, we got to remind ourselves that we're in a battlefield. You understand? And be ready for anything. You stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. That's food for thought, y'all. That's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. I hope everybody is safe out here. Be real safe. Again, read for yourself. Don't believe everything these people are telling you in the damn media. Do not believe everything they're telling you. And be safe out here. Anyway, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Ladies and gentlemen, HiddenColorsFilm.com. Go to MinkSlide.com to pre-order that Mink Slide album. You can click the link right there in the profile below. Pre-order that album right now. But again, get the Hidden Colors. Watch Hidden Colors 5. If you're at home right now, you can stream it right now at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Really get some good games. Share it with your family and really step it up. I'm going to holler. Y'all be good.